Unemployment, currently it's on its way down, but it's not exactly like there's an economic boom in the state. So do you have any plans for New Hampshire's economy and what you would like to see happen?
Well, businesses create jobs. Almost all of the new jobs are created by small business, in fact. I'm a member of the House Business Caucus, and I ran as a small business Republican. There's basically two different types of Republicans. There are kind of big business Republicans and small business pro-market, pro-growth Republicans. I'm part of the small business group. And we do everything we can to accommodate individual business owners. Unfortunately, they don't have enough time to take time off from work and come up and testify. So we have to kind of do a lot of the heavy lifting. We've worked on bills trying to get electricity costs down, which we've done slightly. We tried to get property taxes down, but there's only been a very slight reduction there. We did reduce the business profits tax and business enterprise tax, which are two that we hear about the most. We tried to get a few bills through, like House Bill 128, that would have reduced health care costs for business and individuals. We did remove certificate of need to help get health care costs down, especially for medical procedures. We pushed through legislation for workman's comp reform. We have the 12th highest workman's comp rates in the country, and part of the reason is if you do something on workman's comp, medical procedure on workman's comp, it could be 8 or 9 times as much as what insurance would pay for under general health care. So we've been taking on each of those problems in turn. It's been broken out to different committees. We've worked on these issues one at a time. A lot of different regulations, red tape, mandates, you know, $30,000 fines for a business for changing their pay, you know, workers' pay from weekly to biweekly. We've really tackled a lot of different problems.
Another thing going on with our economy right now, very controversial last few years, it's actually been going on, Northern Pass. Do you have a position on that?
I'm absolutely against Northern Pass. I keep an open mind on all issues, but what they call the negative externalities or the negative effects of Northern Pass, the damage to our tourism industry, damage to health, the violation of property rights, they'd have to run the towers through easements, conservation easements, they'd have to use eminent domain. And the total amount of damage from putting that many towers through just to run what Senator Jeanie Forrester called an extension cord running all the way to Massachusetts, which instead of reducing our power rates would probably only reduce power rates for southern New England, which means that those manufacturing jobs we're trying to attract might end up just going down there and we could end up losing the jobs, as a matter of fact.
What's your stance on constitutional carry in the Second Amendment?
I'm absolutely 100% supporter of all constitutional rights, including the Second Amendment. I've testified many times in front of the House Criminal Justice Committee, the Senate Judiciary Committee, and the floor of the House about the need for constitutional carry. Now, they have that in Vermont and Maine and about a dozen other states. But really what constitutional carry says is, okay, if it's really cold outside and you're legally allowed to carry a firearm on your hip already to open carry, all it does is put on your jacket bill. And this is how we sold it in the House. And we did manage to get it through the House a couple of times. Of course, the governor vetoed it. I guess Van Alstyne is threatening to veto constitutional carry again, which is why a lot of gun owners are absolutely dead set against Van Alstyne. But he's come right out and said he's against constitutional carry. And I'm surprised that almost all the Democrats, including Van Alstyne, would literally put people in jail for putting a jacket on just to go outside.
How easy do you think it would be for you to work across party lines and to build a coalition to support you with what you want to get done?
It's the same amount of work as anyone else. The only difference is, of course, the Republicans work for business and the Democrats work for the trial lawyers, the union officials, bureaucracy, school administrators, that kind of thing. I don't come in with an agenda except exactly what I ran for state house on, which is just the basic idea of getting money, power, and decision making back down to the local level and back to the people. So I would just be working with both houses to try to work to reduce not just the size of the state government, but the total role so that we can get more work done down at the local level. I served on my town's budget committee, and you'd be amazed at how much work gets done for trivial amounts of money at the local level. We really make every single dollar stretch as far as it can, and then to see them throw $4 billion every 2 years into DHHS and then not be able to get straight answers about where some of that money is going is amazing to see the dichotomy between the two. I would much rather try to get more work done at the local level.